All right, welcome back to the Biggest Guys Locker Room. I'm your host, Jesse, a.k.a. Jay Vegas. And listen, busy, busy week. We got a lot of injuries to discuss. Joe Burrow being out for the year now after the Thursday night matchup against Baltimore. Dallas Goedert for the Eagles is hurt. Mark Andrews possibly hurt for the Baltimore Ravens in that Thursday night matchup as well. Man, that Thursday night matchup, everybody thought that was going to be a pretty good game, but that turned out to be a barn burner on one side, and Baltimore just was all over the Cincinnati Bengals. Yes, they did get some breaks, some catches, some big breaks there. Ball bounces their way. But, man, the Joe Burrow thing has been huge. Joe Burrow comes out. He had a wrist injury. He was not on the injury report prior to the game starting. So that was big news. And, of course, I think the NFL is investigating why they did not put him on the injury report before the game started. So, listen, questions remain. We'll get answers going forward. But big news out of those games is, listen, the Gus bus has been huge. He's getting touchdowns left and right. He's been huge. He's not going to get huge amounts of yards rushing-wise, but he is going to get those TDs. So it's good to see that. On the receiver side, Odell Beckham has a huge game, over 100 yards receiving. No touchdowns, but still a decent day if you had to play somebody on that Thursday night. Odell Beckham was a good fill-in for you with covering some bye weeks. Now, Zay Flowers gets in the end zone. We've been waiting for that big breakout game from Zay Flowers. He's been very consistent, but he's been kind of that guy who you're hoping to get 7 to 12 points a week. Never a really big breakout guy. So finally, we get a nice game out of Zay Flowers. Could this be a movement going forward where Zay Flowers is going to really get involved more heavily in this offense, especially with the woes on the injury list with the Baltimore Ravens now? Mark Andrews is out. I think Zay Flowers is a definite guy you got to stay with. Judging on how Odell Beckham looks, he looked like he may have gotten dinged up in that game. Zay Flowers is definitely somebody I would say if you had a chance, and if your trade deadline has not passed, probably a guy you want to go after. Cincinnati side of the ball, Ja'Marr Chase. Boy, he saved you with that touchdown. I'll tell you that because I think going into that, he had one catch for 10 yards in that drive and ends up getting a tutty to kind of salvage a little bit out of that game. I know I was playing against him in one of my leagues. Really hated to see that kind of garbage touchdown come to play. Really hoped it was going to end there with one reception, 10 yards, and really escape out of there. I know the matchups are tough a lot lately this week. But Joe Mixon gets in the end zone. Of course, no T. Higgins. It was just not a good offensive night. Joe Burrow, again, hurt. Man, that's a rough one. I mean, he's hurt. Year one, he's out for the season. Year two, he goes to the Super Bowl. Year three, he goes to the AFC Championship. And now we're hurt again. So, tough run for Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. I think now is going to be a tough time to really go in after anybody. Joe Mixon probably becomes the one you want on the Cincinnati offense just because, listen, they're going to have to run the ball. Quarterback play is going to be suspect. Now we'll have to wait and see how they involve Ja'Marr Chase in that. T. Higgins coming back. I don't know if you can really play T. Higgins anymore. I mean, he really had a tough season as is going forward now with a backup quarterback. It's going to be curious. I don't think you're going to get the big numbers where you drafted these guys at. So hopefully the one consistent one is going to be Joe Mixon for you. Now we're going to get into our to play or not to play segment with some guys that I think are going to have some trouble. Joshua Dobbs this week plays the Denver defense. Now, you would ask me 3 weeks ago, hey, would you play Joshua Dobbs against Denver Broncos? Absolutely. I would have played everybody against the Denver Broncos defense. But the Denver Broncos defense has started to turn it around, and I think he could struggle this week with Denver. Denver's playing a very good team game. Really got rid of some bad apples there. I guess some overpaid contracts, and you got some hungry guys that are willing to prove themselves and hopefully get a starting role. So looking forward, I think Joshua Dobbs could be a tough one to go get and really play with confidence this week. Another one I don't like. I know he's going to get some points, but I don't think if you're looking to get big points out of Justin Herbert this week, I think you're going to be disappointed. Herbert's playing Green Bay. Green Bay's defense, yes, the team itself is not great, and that is partly because of Jordan Love. I'm sorry. But Green Bay's defense is third against quarterbacks in fantasy. I mean, they just don't give up a whole lot to the QB. And I think Justin Herbert could struggle. I think you could see a couple turnovers, a couple interceptions. Would it be really devastating if he throws a pick six in there? It's all possible with Justin Herbert playing the Green Bay defense this week. So if you can and you have two quarterbacks and possibly a better start situation, I would probably shy away from Justin Herbert, even though it's a tough one because you know the L.A. Chargers love to throw that rock. I think the better play would be somebody else going forward for this week. Another one is going to be Josh Allen. He's had a rough go of it this year. Really not the guy you really drafted. He's gotten some good fantasy points, but he's not putting up huge numbers. And I think that continues with him playing the Jets. They're seventh against QBs in fantasy. And he really hasn't done a whole lot. I don't like this. The matchup this week is going to be hard for him to throw the ball. I really don't want to see him run the ball because I don't see the guy getting hurt. But that being said, it is Josh Allen. If you have to play him, you're going to have to play him. But if you do, if you're one of those guys who picked up a stud QB who has somebody like a CJ Stroud, possibly a Brock Purdy, I think you probably go that route this week rather than the Josh Allen. I would definitely stay away. Speaking of this matchup, stay away from both receivers from Buffalo Bills. The Jets are ranked first against wide receivers in fantasy. Listen, Sauce Gardner's on one side. They play great against the pass rush. If you're playing anybody on Buffalo, play James Cook. James Cook could have a big game this week. Dalton Kincaid could have a big game. This is where the New York Jets defense struggles against opposing tight ends and opposing running backs. So hopefully if they do get in there, listen, James Cook could have a good game. Maybe look at one of the other running backs for having a good game. Maybe one of them gets sneaks in for a touchdown. Latavius Murray, the old man, still can do it. Maybe he gets in there for a short yardage TD if you're looking for a guy to play in your flex. We'll get into my starts of the week. Starts of the week, listen, if you've listened to me, I did bring up a few on the First and Mad podcast that we did release on Thursdays. Please join us every Thursday on Facebook. Follow the Mad Maddie's page. Follow us as me, Brad Michaels, and Floody. We have a good time on that show. We talk football. I throw a little fantasy in there. Brad loves to do these statistics, and Floody kind of gives you that sports fan perspective. It's a great time, great show. Join us for that. Remember, First and Mad every Thursday at 7 o'clock. My starts of the week, of course, go with, and I just spoke of him, I like Jordan Love, as well as Green Bay plays against quarterbacks, the Chargers play bad against quarterbacks. They are 31st in fantasy against opposing QBs. I think Jordan Love, he's not going to have a monster game, but if you have to start one, this is the guy you start. If you're looking for a guy to fill in, maybe you got somebody that's hurt or on bye, this is a guy you could probably start and start with confidence this week. Jordan Love, possibly play those receivers. You know he loves Romeo Doubs in the red zone. Christian Watson could probably have a good game. He loves that young kid Reed. And Luke Musgrave are all in play this week against this Chargers defense. Running back of the week, I like to start. Devin, give me some more Devin Singletary. Man, that kid, he looked good last week. Career highs in almost every statistic possible. Give me some more of that. Damian Pierce is ruled out for this week. Give me some more of that Devin Singletary, man. He against the 31st ranked Arizona Cardinals defense against running backs in fantasy. Give me some Devin Singletary. I think it could be a good game for him to play in. Man, it should be lights out. That's going to be a tough game to watch if you're just a simple football fan because both teams are not that great. Houston has definitely made leaps and bounds this year compared to last. CJ Stroud has been huge. Their wide receivers have come alive with a quarterback that can actually throw the ball. And defensively, they look better than they did last year. D'Amico Ryan's got those guys playing great. But the guy I play in this for a fantasy matchup, Devin Singletary, definitely against this Arizona defense. Wide receiver, I was a little torn. Had to go with two of them this week. I know it's usually not what I like to do, but had to go with two of them. I got to go with Rice I've talked about him in the First and Mad show. I like Rice this week against Philadelphia for the Chiefs. Philly's 32nd against receivers in fantasy. They give up a lot to the receivers. Who's the guy who's probably going to get those breaks? It's probably going to be Rice out of Kansas City. So if you get a chance, play him. Every opportunity you got, put him in the lineup. I think that's going to be a great start for you this week. The other receiver I really like, Brandon Ayuk for the San Francisco 49ers. Playing against those Tampa Bay Buccaneers, ranked 30th against receivers. Brock Purdy should be a valuable play. I just talked about that. If you were pivoting away from Herbert for some reason, Brock Purdy can be a great asset right there. I would definitely go that route. Brandon Ayuk should have a huge game. They give up those deep throws. That's right in their wheelhouse where they're trying to get the ball to Brandon Ayuk. Tight end, you got to go with TJ Hockenson. I mean, Jesus. Denver is the worst team against opposing tight ends, giving up the most points in fantasy to tight ends. And TJ Hockenson has been on a roll. If anybody's going to have a good game in that Minnesota offense, it's going to be Hockenson. It's hard to shy away. I know I don't like Dobbs this week against that Denver defense, but I still think TJ Hockenson has a solid game. He's probably going to get a tutty, but I think that's the one guy, if you had to play anybody on that offense, that's the one guy I'm playing, TJ Hockenson. As we know, the tight end spots have been rough this year. But we'll get into it. Listen, this is a quick show this week. Sorry, guys. It is a fast show. Whole lot of time. As those of you who know me, opening a brand new property. Got a lot going on. Actually going to a hockey game later on today. So just wanted to put out some information for you guys. We are going to break down our Yahoo Daily Fantasy roster. So, of course, you know this is your weekly contest we do that Yahoo does. It's a free contest. You can get in there and have some fun. The thing is, it's only the Sunday games, not the Sunday night or the Monday night games. The Sunday day games, those are the ones you get to pick from. So, of course, you get a $200 budget, and you got to piece together your best possible fantasy squad. So, here's what I went with this week. At quarterback, cost me $28. I went for the aforementioned Brock Purdy. Give me that Brock Purdy at $28 against that Tampa Bay defense. So we talked about, they struggle a little defensively. The wheels are starting to come apart there in Tampa Bay. Give me some Brock Purdy. I really like it. I think that's a great matchup for the price. The other one I like, listen, as much as Green Bay is good against the pass, they are bad against the run. They give up a lot to the running backs. Give me some of that Austin Eckler at $35. Austin Eckler should have a very good game. He's averaging 16.17 fantasy points in the Yahoo League, the way their scoring works out. Give me some of that. I think he's going to be a huge part of it. If they're going to be successful, it's going to be on the ground. The other running back, we've talked about him, Singletary. Give me that all day long. At $20, give me that all day long. I know his points per game is not huge, but I think it's swinging his way, especially with Damon Pierce not being able to play. Wide receivers, Terry McLaurin. Give me Scary Terry versus the Giants at $21. Still going to throw the ball. I know the Giants are the Giants. And listen, McLaurin's the number one guy. I still believe the number one guy there in Washington, Sam Howell. Hopefully the Giants get him the ball a little bit more. They ease up on the sacks, give him a little protection. I know it's going to be tough. I think the pass rush for the Giants is pretty good. But if he gets it out to McLaurin, let McLaurin make some plays out there. I like McLaurin this week. Christian Kirk going against the Tennessee defense. I don't like to play running backs against Tennessee, but I will play wide receivers. And at $21, give me Christian Kirk. He's a PPR machine. He's going to get touches. He's going to give you opportunities to get a touchdown. He's going to get you yardage. Give me that at $21 all day. And, of course, I went with my man, Brandon Ayuk. I think he has a blow-up day. I think this is going to be huge for him. At $26, I could not pass that up. I had to get him on my lineup. Tight end, I had to make a decision. You know, Hockenson, of course, wasn't available. Some other options are LaPorta I liked, but I did go with a cheaper version, I guess, with LaPorta, rookie tight end. I went with Luke Musgrave. Jordan Love's going to have a big day. I think I see Luke Musgrave getting a couple TDs. I think he finally has a good breakout game, showing that he's a receiving tight end as well as a blocking tight end. Luke Musgrave, possible 2-TD game in this matchup. I like the matchup there. My flex, you know, here when I look at flex, of course, I want to spend on the guys I think are going to be huge. I want to see that guy that could be very surprising, maybe get you some points that nobody really expected. I'm going again. I've gone with him before, and I think he's going to be good again. I'm going to go with Wandale Robinson. I know it's a dart throw. He didn't get a lot of looks with this rookie DeVito in there. I'm hoping they rectify that. They're going to have to throw the ball. With Washington, they're going to put up points. DeVito's going to have to throw the ball. Get the ball to Wandale Robinson. Let him make some plays for you. The guy can burn. At $14, I couldn't pass it up. On the defensive side, listen, I was scared about this until the Browns announced who their starting quarterback is going to be. Deshaun Watson, of course, going out. That was another injury that was devastating to some people. I know a lot of people weren't playing Deshaun Watson in fantasy. But now he's completely out for the year, and they're going with the rookie quarterback. Listen, it's our Vegas' own, you know, Robinson. We loved the kid here when he was going to Bishop Gorman. He was solid at UCLA. He's had a rough start to the year. He had a good preseason, rough regular season. They are going to give him another shot, see what he's got. I mean, you have to. You know what you're getting in P.J. Walker. He's not your future. Give it to DTR. DTR, see what DTR can do. Why not? But I don't like the matchup. You're throwing him out there to the Wolves. Give me Pittsburgh. Give me Pittsburgh's defense. $20 for Pittsburgh's defense. They'll probably end up with 3 or 4 interceptions or turnovers, and it's going to be a low-scoring affair. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. T.J. Watt is licking his chops and ready to go. He's going to get after this kid. This kid's not going to know what hit him, unfortunately. I'm rooting for him, but unfortunately, I don't think it's going to get there. And that's, with all that spending, I did have $1 left over. Didn't really have anywhere I really wanted to pivot to spend the extra buck. So that was the team I went with this week. Hopefully you follow along. Maybe you're playing along with it. Maybe you can outscore me. Listen, it's a fun time to play. It's nice to get away from the, this is my line. Especially, you know, listen, you do your draft and some things don't work out. And every move you're making throughout the season is just not going your way. It happens. That's fantasy football. But the daily weekly thing you can do, it's a little bit fun. It keeps it fresh for you. You can always pick a new team. So join me on Yahoo to get that league going if you guys want to do that. It's fun times. But please, listen, wherever you're following and listening from, whatever platform, please subscribe, rate, and please help the show out. Help the show get spread. I want to add more shows as soon as we get done with opening this property, that this new casino we're opening up. Hopefully I'll have more time to get more shows out there. It's just been a really tough go. And hopefully I can get the one and only Lee back on this show going forward. I know he's got a little more time on his hands. And once we get open, he might be able to join the show on a weekly basis. So with that being said, guys, please remember, join us on First of Mad every Thursday at 7. Join me here every Saturday. It'll probably be quick shows. I'll give you my starts of the week, some updates, who I like, who I don't like. And then going forward, we're going to try to add some more shows in there. But until then, guys, please follow me on Instagram. I'm at JVegas. And we'll see you next time. All right, guys, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you again soon. All right, guys. Bye.